Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samach Aleph in Meseches Yuma. It is the 524th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up with the Mishnah that equated the on Samach Amid Aleph, that the order is Ma'akev in the Avoda of the Dama Sar and the Dama Poer. But at the same time, if the blood spills, so then you bring another carbon and you continue where you had left off. The Gemara told us that that same halacha applies if the blood spills in the avoda of the Heichal and in the avoda of the Mizbeach. So our Gemara is going to pick up discussing when the avodas of the Heichal and the Mizbeach are similar and when they are different, and different opinions of the Tanoim in this regard. Where we'll also then get involved in many halachos of what happens if there is Shvichas Hadam. Do you pick up exactly where you had left off with the new Dam, or do you begin that Avoda again? That will be a Machlokis Tanoim that will take us towards the bottom of the Amud. That will continue all the way on to Amud Beis. Well, the Gemara will analyze that that same issue could be applied to a case of an Asha Mitzora Sheshachto Shelo Lishma. That will bring the Gemara to analyze on Samach Aleph Amud Beis many halachos in regards to an Asham Mitzorah. So let's Beis Hashem begin 10 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught, in regards to the equation between the halachos of what takes place in the Heichal and what takes place in the Mizbeach, Tana Rabbanan Mechiperas HaMikdash HaKodesh. Zeh Lefnai Ulefnim. At the end of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Torah describes that this will atone for the sins of the Kodesh, as well as the Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach. Says our Gemara, that refers to the Avodah, Mikdash HaKodesh refers to the Avodah of Lefnayu Ulefnim, that the blood that is brought atones in a case of where a person is not aware that he was over the Isra of coming into the Kodshei Kodashim Bituma. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Shavuah says that the Seir will protect him until he realizes that he was over that Avera, and then he has to bring a carbon Ola V'yorid. The Pasuk also said, as we mentioned, Ola Moed, Zeh Heichal. That refers to Tuma that took place in the Heichal. Mizbeach Kimashmo. The Pasuk also mentioned Mizbeach, as it sounds, in other words, as referring to the Mizbeach. The Pasuk concludes, Val Kol Ama Kol Yichaper. And on all the people, it will atone. The Gemara says, Elu Azaros Kohanim Kimashmon. It's referring to the Azaros HaKohanim, even further out from the Heichal. Am HaKol Elu Yisrael. Am HaKol refers to Klal Yisrael. Yichaper Elu Alevim. Hushvu Kulon L'chaparacha. Shekulon Mischaprim B'Soyer HaMishtaleach. That everybody gets atonement with the Seir HaMishtaleach. Bishar Averos, that they get atonement for when it comes to Shar Averos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi explains that this Hayichaper at the end of the Pasuk cannot be referring to Tumas Migdash Ukdashav, because the par is Mechaper on the Kohanim, and the Seir Anasa Bifnim is Mechaper on Yisrael. So if you look at the Pasuk, you see two Yichapers. The second Yichaper is the Vidui, says Rashi, of the Kohen Gadol and Seir Mishtaleach, and that's Mechaper B'Shar Averos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadam HaSeir Nase Bifnim, Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Tumas Migdash U'Kedoshav, just like the Seir that's done inside is Mechaper on Tumas Migdash U'Kedoshav, Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper Al Kohanim B'Tumas Migdash U'Kedoshav. That we already saw above, mentioned in Rashi. Ukishem shevidui al sira mishtaleach mechaper Yisrael b'shar averos, kach vidui shel par mechaper al kohanim b'shar averos. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and Rabbi Shimon holds that the vidui of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for the kohanim, not with the seir vidui of the seir mishtaleach. That's for the rest of Klal Yisrael, but for the kohanim, it's the vidui of the par that's mechaper on other averos. The Gemara continues 7 lines before the wide Tanur Rabbanu. V'chilim mechaper sakodesh zelufnayu lufnim olmod zehechal mizbeach kimashmo melamish gulim kaparot kapara bifnei atzmo. Each one gets his own kapara. Mikan amru. We continue three lines before the wide and samach alef amen alef nasam miktsas matano shebifnim v'nishbach adam. So now we apply this hashva for the following halacha. That the halacha is going to be the same for all of these kaparas of all of these parts of the holiest place in the world, in a case of which there was the dam that had spilled. We made reference already in yesterday's Mishnah that if the avoda had begun in the kachem kadoshim and the dam had spilled, yavi dam acher v'yaschil b'tchila b'matana shebifnim. Our Mishnah had told us that you could continue on from where you had left off. What exactly does it mean where you had left off? So here we have a machlokis between the Tanakama and Rebbe Lazar or Rebbe Shimon in the Tosefta. The Tanakama in the Tosefta is very similar to Rebbe Lazar or Rebbe Shimon in our Mishnah. The Tanakama says that you start over again from the beginning of the Avoda. The Gemara later on is going to give us their rationale. In other words, let's say began the sprinkling of achas lamala v'achas lamata, but he did not finish. So then the Tanakhama is of the opinion that he starts counting again. He starts doing the achas and then the achas v'achas. Rabbi Lazar b'Shimon Oimrim ein amaschal mokum shepasak. He only picks up where he had left off. In other words, whatever number he had left off, they shech the animal again, they do the Kabbalah, etc. He goes back to the Kodesh Kodashim, and he picks up the number that he had left off. Continues the Gemara in the first wide line, Samachal from Alf, Gomer Samatanu Shebifnim, Vinishmach Adam. What happens if he finished doing the sprinklings inside the Kodesh Kodashim and the blood spills? Yavi Dam Acher V'yaschil B'tchila B'matanos Shebehechel. If after the avoda bifnim is finished, then the blood spills, so then they shech the new carbon and they pick up with the tchilas matan shebehechel. Nasa mixas matan shebehechel v'nishbach dam. What happens if they've begun the sprinkling in the hechel, which we learned was then in front of the paroches, and then the dam spills? Yavi dam achev yaschu b'tchila behechel. The Tanakhama says you then start the avoda in the Hechel again, even if he was in the middle of the Achas V'Achas of the Paroches. He picks up with the exact number that he had left off. Continues the Braisa, echoing the same thing. Gomer Matana Shebehechel, after the Matana Shebehechel are done, V'Nishbach Adam, and then the Dam is spilled before he does the Zrika on the Mizbeach Hazov. If in the middle of sprinkling he doesn't get to do all the four corners and the top of the mizbeach, then the dam spills. So then, in such a case, he begins from the beginning. Again, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, they disagree. Makom shepasuk hu maschil. Period. Gam matan shem zbeach v'nishbach adam. Divrei akol lo ma'akvi. Once the zrikas are taken care of, even though, of course, we know that afterwards the blood is spilled on the yisod ha-mizbeach, nevertheless, that's not ma'akev, and a new carbon is not brought. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan now explains what's behind this machlokis between Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, and the Tanakhama. V'shnei mikra echad darshu. They both darshened the same pasuk. Torah Kedoshah describes midam chatas hapurim achas bashana, that once a year there is a zrika on the mizbeach hazahav, and that is on Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Meir Savar chatas achas amartuchav lo shtei chatos. I said to you, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir here is now the Gemara reveals is the Tanakhama that you're supposed to bring one dam chatas. In other words, you're never supposed to have a sprinkling done more than once. And therefore, if the dam spills in the middle, so then in such a case, you pick up where you left off, that would still be dam chatas, that's once. However, and therefore, Rabbi Meir holds as follows. If the dam already spilled, so you can't make it from two chatos. What do you have to do? You have to start all over again. Again, let's see it in the words. Rabbi Meir Savar Chatos Achas Amar Tilchav Lo Shtei Chatos. And therefore, if the dam spills, you got to start over again. Rabbi Lozar Reb Shimon Savar Chitui Achad Amar Tilchav V'lo Shnei Chituyin. That you're supposed to do one set of sprinklings and not two. And therefore, Rabbi Rosh and Rabbi Shimon agree that the Pasuk says that you're only supposed to do one, but what does it mean one? That you could, everything has to be from one carbon? That's how Rabbi Meir understands. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says you're only supposed to do one sprinkling, hence, if the dam spills, so you continue with the number of sprinkling that you are up to. According to Rabbi Meir, what will come out, of course, is that you'll end up sprinkling more times than is the normal requisite, because Rabbi Meir holds that you have to do a full avoda from one carbon chatas. Tanya, the Gemara continues. Amir Rebbe. Rebbe is now going to teach us that the machlokis that we have, this fundamental machlokis of nishbach hadam, whether you continue where you left off or you start from the beginning of the avoda, because chatas achas amarti lecha v'lo shtei chatos, Rebbe says that I have a tradition from Rebbe Yaakov, explains Rashi and Dibra Maschili, that this does not apply when it comes to the log shemen shel mitzora. There you definitely don't start where you left off, that you start from the beginning. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Rebbe Li Cholak Rebbe Yaakov Belugim. Rashi explains in the end of Dibra Maschili that the Torah HaKdosha says that there is supposed to be a log of shemen that is sprinkled in front of the Kodshei Kodashim, and then is taken and put on the lobe and thumbs of the hand and the foot, the right one of the Mitzora. And there, if it spills, everybody would agree that you go back and you start the Avoda from the beginning. That's a tradition that Rebbe said from Rebbe Yaakov. Asks the Gemara, V'lo, V'atanya, no, it seems like there is a machlokas. Nasim mixes maton shebefnim, v'nishbach halug, lov yovi lug acher, v'yaskel v'tchil maton shebehechol. Tanya Kama says that. Berbeloz Reb Shimon Oymir, mokum shepasak, hu maschil. They pick up from the number that they left off. Gomer maton shebehechol, v'nishbach halug, yovi lov acher, v'yaskel, b'tchila b'matonos shebebehonos. If the lug spilled, so then they pick up where they left off, and that is they start to put it on the thumbs. Nasan mixes matanos bibanos. If it spilled after part of it had been put, v'nishbach halug, yavi lug achev yaschil b'tchila matanos shemonos. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Omer memakom shepasak hu maschil. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon also maintain their position as well, where whatever number they're up to, whatever process they're up to, that's where they pick up. Gomer matanos shebebonos v'nishbach halug, divrei hakol matanos harosh lo ma'akvos. That if after they put it on the thumbs, the right thumbs, the hands and the foot, so then in such a case it spills, then the rosh, that is not ma'akev. Then both Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon as well as the Tanakhama say that there isn't a requirement to bring a new lug. So what do we see? We do see that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon seem to be in their position that as they had argued that you're not supposed to repeat the Zrikas, so too they seem to say over here the Zrikas are not supposed to be repeated as well. That's the question. Continues the Gemara at the end of the fourth to last line on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Emelish Shina Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. The exact opposite message from Rebbe. Not that Rebbe had said that Rabbi Yaakov said the machlokas does not apply with the lugin, but the opposite, that the same machlokas would apply with the lugin as well. Mark continues three lines from the bottom. Amar Mar Matanas Harosh. Now we begin to talk about what is ma'akev in the hazos of the Mitzora. The Matanas HaRosh we learned in the above, but I say Ma'akvos, it's not Ma'akev, my time. What's the rationale for that? Everything else is Ma'akev, the Matanos, etc. But over here, Matanas HaRosh is not Ma'akev. Ilei Mamishum Dichsiv, if we're going to say it's based on the Pasuk Vanoiser Min HaShemen, that the leftover oil, Asher Al Kaf HaKoyin, Tein Al Roish HaMitaher. Ela Me'at, what are you going to do with the Pasuk Vanoiseres Min HaMincha La'arun Ulevanov? In other words, the Gemara is suggesting maybe we could learn from V'hanoisim min HaShemen that once the Torah describes the shemen before the matanos harosh as shirayim, because the pasuk says va'anosim min hashemen, and the leftover you put on the rosh. So maybe that's indicating that's leftovers, that's not ma'akev. But that's not true, because we find in the pasuk that the Torah describes hanoiseres min ha-mincha, that they're supposed to be left over from the carbon mincha, nothing to do with mitzora and Yom HaKippur, but a regular carbon mincha, they're supposed to be left over to be given to Aaron Uvanov. This is a halacha called shirayim, which is ma'akev when it comes to a karbon mincha. There needs to be something left over from the process of kmitza and so on. So we see the word v'anoseres doesn't tell us that it's not ma'akev. It's just a bonus. V'anoseres is ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, you're right. The word v'anoseres would not be enough, or v'anoisem in Hashem. But shani hasam d'chsiv, the pasuk tells us, u'miyeser Hashem and Asher al-kapa yitin ha-kel tenuch oizen, that the lashon of the pasuk is miyeser hashemen, and that refers to the matanos banos as the shirayim, which are like the karbon mincha. However, when it comes to matanos harosh, Rashi explains in the last line of our amud, there the lashon is a shirayim on the shirayim. Umiyeser, there already was shirayim, that shirayim was used for the banos, and this is a shirayim on the shirayim. And that is not ma'akev. D'chsiv u'miyeser, and then it also says v'hanosar. So that is not going to be ma'akev. Shirayim on the shirayim, there's no makar that it's ma'akev. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan taught us, asham mitzara sheshachtu lo lishma. What happens if you have an asham mitzara, we continue to samach aleph on the beis, that was slaughtered not l'shem asham. Rashi says it was slaughtered l'shem ola or l'shem shlamim. Here we have a very, very important halacha. Rashi explains on the second line from the top, from Maseches Zvachim. The halacha is that every carbon that's brought shelo l'shma is kosher, however, there needs to be another carbon that is brought. Now, over here, the implication would be as follows. That the carbon is brought, the whole avoda is done, but there's a requirement that another carbon be brought in its place. However, we're going to see, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, it could very well be that in this case, we're going to have the fellow, the Mitzora, be stuck. So let's let the Gemara bring this out. We're going to learn according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Asher Mitzora sheshachtu shelo lishma, banu l'machlokas remeiv Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Meir, the third line from the top of Samach Aleph on Beis, Da Amar Yavi Acher V'Yaschil B'Tchila, who holds that the halacha is, that if you start something and the dam spills, then you erase that last avoda. In other words, halachically it's not significant, and you start again, you start the Zrikos again. Hachanami, so here too, when it comes to an Asha Mitzora, even though once the Asha Mitzora is brought, you have to continue in the process, even though it's Shelo Lishma, because the carbon is kosher, and it's brought on the Mizbeach, and you continue to do the sprinkling of the Boanos, no problem. Hachanami Yavi Acher V'Yishchot. You would end up doing it twice on the thumbs of the Kohen. However, Ula Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Shomer Mimakom Shepasak Mishamu Maschil. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, if you started an avoda and it was not done appropriately, for example, if the blood had spilled, so then you have a rule Mimakom Shepasak Mishamu Maschil, that wherever you stopped, so you continue. In other words, the avoda that was incomplete has significance, explains Rashi. If it has significance, now we're into the following problem, explains Rashi in Dibur Maschor Belazar. The Gemara does not spell this out, but this Rashi says is behind the Gemara. We have a rule that when it comes to the Mitzora, he brings Keves Echad for an Asham. Here, in this case, if the Asham, first Asham was brought Shelo Lishma, in the end you'll end up bringing two Ashamos. You'll end up bringing one that will be put on his thumbs because it was an asham that was shelo lishma, that is kosher, that you continue its avoda. But on the other hand, he didn't fulfill his obligation, because we learned that shachdu shelo lishma, the halach is that lo ala lebailu m'shem chava. So in the end, you'll bring two karbanos asham. This is the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Maskif le Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda disagrees. He says, even according to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be a problem, because there's a Xeris HaKosov. Vaha Isaiksiv. Vikriv Isaila Asham, explains Rashi. If you bring this one as a carbon to Asham, you can't bring two, even according to Rabbi Meir's Xeris HaKosov, even if the first Zrika is considered halachically insignificant. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, you had brought two karbanos asham that would not be acceptable. The Gemara continues, six lines from the top, that we learned in a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavatsa Rabbi Yochanan asham mitzar shashachtu shlo shma o shalom nasa midamai legabe bonos hareze ola legabe mizbeach vitoin nisachim vitzarech asham acher lach shira. The halacha is that it's considered an asham. It is brought on the mizbeach, and its nesachim are brought, and another asham would be acceptable. That would make sense according to Rabbi Meir, lefi Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we discount the first carbon asham, even though it was sprinkled on the banos, because at the end of the day, if it's lo nigmara, it did. If the sprinkling did not have a halachic completeness, so then in such a case we say that it doesn't exist, then you start all over again, and that's not a problem. So too, that's what this price is going to say. Rav Chizda Melecha, Mai Tzarich, Tzarich Ve'en Lo Takana. When the price says that he has to bring another carbon asham, doesn't mean that's what he's supposed to do. The Gzeres HaKosav says that you only bring one, and you're going to be stuck. The Tani Tana Tzarech Ve'en Lo Takana. And the Tana taught us that he needs, but there he's stuck, and there's not much he could do. Many explain that this is a Lashon of Akasha. The Tani Tana Tzarech Ve'en Lo Takana. When the Tana uses the expression Tzarech, so then in such a case, it means he needs to, but he's stuck, says the Gemara, in. That is correct. Vahatanya. Here the Vahatanya is Belashon Nachas. It's not Belashon Bitmiah. This is what we learned in a Braisa in Nazir. Nazir Memorat. A Nazir who's bald, so in a way he's stuck, because the Nazir at the end of his Nazirus is supposed to have his head shaved. Beisham Arm Tzarech Havaras Tar, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ein Tzarech Havaras Tar. Zmachlokus Beisham Beis Hillel, whether still they run a razor over his head. Vamravina, Kishomrim Beishamai Tsarich, Tsarich Vein Lo Takana. Beishamai doesn't mean that you need to do it, but it means he needs to, and he's going to be stuck. And therefore he's going to be stuck forever, and he won't be able to complete his Nazirus. Upliga the Rebbe Padas, and this is in disagreement with Rebbe Padas. Dam Rebbe Padas, Beisham Reb Lazar Amrim, Amru Davar Echad. Beishamai Hadam Moron. Beishamai holds that all you have to do, says Rabbi Padas, is pass over the tar. In other words, he does have a solution. Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that when you're stuck, you just do the process in the Torah, even though there's something missing. Just like we learned over here from Beishamai, according to Rabbi Padas. Rabbi Lazar Disnan, we learned Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah, Ein lo bo ein yada. What's the halacha if the mitzora does not have a thumb? Ein lo bo ein yadu bo ein ragel. Ein lo taro lamas. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, nois nal mekomo v'yotze. You put it where his thumb would be, and that's enough. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, nois nal smol, shel smol yotze. While Rabbi Shimon says you put it on his left hand. So we see that this analysis of tzarech and he's stuck is not the position of Rebbe Padas, but rather there are some Amorayim that say that you're going to be stuck. So therefore, Rav Chizda will say that everybody holds you're stuck, and when you have a case which the first carbon asham was brought inappropriately, and it'll be tzarech ve'en lo takana because of the gzeres hakosu v'hikriv oso, that you can't bring two carbon ashamos for an asham mitzora. Now the Gemara has discussed the halachas of the Asham Mitzorah. We mentioned another couple of halachos in regards to Hashem Mitzorah. Tan Rabban v'lokach midama asham. The Torah describes that you take from the dama asham Mitzorah, yachol b'kli, tamalomar v'nasan. The Torah describes, v'lokach hakayim midama asham v'nasan hakayim al tnuch ozen. So there is an equation between the lekicha and the nesina. Just like the nesina is with the Kohen's hand, so too, af lekicha bat sama shel kohen. Yachal aflam is be'ach kein. I might think that the dam that goes on the mizbeach for the Asham Mitzorah is the same way. Amalomer, that's why the Torah says, ki kachatas ha'ashamu. Ma chatas tu'un a kli, just like a chatas generally requires a kli. Af Asham, also when it comes to the Asham Mitzorah, tayin kli. Nimtzat oimer, based on these halachos, what emerges is the following. Asham Mitzorah, shnei kohan mikablam es dama. That what will happen is that the Asham Mitzorah needs two different kabbalas at once. Achad biyad, one is the Kohen who's going to be mekabel biyad, and he's going to put it onto the thumbs of the mitzorah. Va'achad bikli, and one is done with bikli. Deshekibel bikli bolo yetzel mizbeach. The one who is mekabel bikli will bring it to the mizbeach for his zrika. Deshekibel biyad bolo yetzel mitzorah, and the one who is mekabel with his hand, he does the sprinkling on the mitzorah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Aleph in Maseches Yuma. Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow 7 lines from the bottom on Samach Aleph on the base.